St. Patrick's Day Irish music and Celtic music from the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 350. Today's show is brought to you by the patrons of the podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic and geek musician and podcaster, and this podcast is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these awesome artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Happy St. Patrick's Day, my friends. This is an extra special episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every year since 2005, I've released an article titled 17 Free Celtic MP3s for St. Patrick's Day. Now I follow it up with a podcast that highlights all of the music that you can download for free, and this is that podcast. I want you to listen to the show, then head on over to the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com and follow the link to download all 17 tracks in this show with no strings attached. It's a simple zip file that you can download to your computer, unzip, and start playing. It's super easy. And this is sort of what you get every month when you become a patron of the podcast as a songhenger, pledging at least $5 per month. You get a full album of Celtic songs and tunes from many of the artists featured in this show. Of course, if you enjoy any of these artists, then I hope you will find a way to support them. Start by signing up to their mailing list and learning more about them. And I want to send out a special thanks to Apple Podcasts. They gave us a big feature this week on their app and just in time for St. Patrick's Day. So thank you so much and welcome to all the new Apple Podcast subscribers. I hope you enjoy the show. We kicked it off with Runa. That was from their live album. That was the Hunter set. Next up is Alistair White from the White album. This is Cockreel in the Creel. Thank you.
άρχε σε πλούτα για τα φρεντεύρω. Hello, the fire to light now. It's a cold and stormy night. Awesome hair, chocolate, papa, some banana.
Here I am. Pirate ships are sailing from the Cove of Cork, and I ain't going with them cause I'm scared stiff of work. And maybe I'll return again in a year or two, or maybe I'll stay with my pirate crew. I said farewell to my parents, I shook my brother's hand, I said I'd be gone a while to plunder foreign lands. No longer am I Danny, you can call me Pirate Dan, and the English Navy can catch me if they can. I stole gold from the English and jewels from the French. I thought they wouldn't mind since they stole them first themselves. We drank rum in Jamaica and sake in Japan, and the crack was only mighty in the Isle of Man. I said farewell to my parents, I shook my brother's hand, I said I'd be gone a while to plunder foreign lands. No longer am I Danny, you can call me Pirate Dan, and the English Navy can catch me if they can. And when the cannonballs were flying through the sky, in the smoke and heat and battle it felt great to be alive. 15 men and dead men just yo-ho and a bottle of rum, fire the cannonballs, boys, and watch the English run. I said farewell to my parents, I shook my brother's hand, I said I'd be gone a while to plunder foreign lands. And maybe I'll return again and be a better man, but until that day, brother, mind them if you can. After 7 long years of plundering the seas, I've had me fill of pirating and thieving and lies. So I sailed back to old Ireland, back to the Isle of Green, to the dearest little town that I'd ever seen. I said hello to my parents, I shook my brother's hand, I said I'll take a rest now from plundering foreign lands. And now I have returned again, I'm not a better man, they used to call me Pirate, now they just call me Dan. I said hello to my parents, I shook my brother's hand, I said I'd take a rest now from plundering foreign lands. And now I have returned again, I am not a better man, they used to call me Pirate, now they just call me Dan. They used to call me Pirate, now they just call me Dan. They used to call me Pirate, now they just call me Dan.
After Alasdair White came Jody James from her new album, Lady of the Fountain. That was Tetrum, Tatrum, and Irith. Then came Bridget Cross with Off She Goes from Live Without an Audience. Then Sarah Copas with Glinten Glas Gi Dor from Moorland Winds. And finally, Mick Derry with Pirate Dan from Chandelier. Celtic Podcast News. If you're not following us on Facebook, I don't know what's up with you, because every time I see a band share a St. Patrick's Day show, I share it on the feed. So go like the page on Facebook. Make sure you follow to get notified first when something comes up on the podcast feed as well. And of course, if you're in a band, use the hashtag Celtic Music News if you want me to see it. Last week, I released a new CD inspired by the TV show Firefly. While I play a lot of sci-fi drinking songs, I got my start playing Celtic music. That's why I also released a Celtic music six-pack. You can now own six of my most Celtic albums, packed full of Irish and Scottish songs, and you can get them at 50% off. Go to CelticMusic.org/six-pack for details. You can read more of my St. Patrick's Day 2018 news on my blog, or check out stpatricksdayparty.net. And have you ordered your Irish and Celtic Music Podcast sticker or t-shirt? Well, visit our podcast store at bestcelticmusic.net/shop to see all the great merch that we offer. Your generous purchases keep this show running. Before we continue on, I want to send out a big thanks again to the patrons of the podcast. Just imagine a world with no Celtic music. Just sounds horrible, doesn't it? Well, you don't have to experience that, because there are a whole bunch of people just like you who are extremely generous, and they pledge a buck or more per episode to make this show run each and every week. And these folks are called the patrons of the podcast. And I want to send out a special thanks to our Celtic legends who pledge $10 or more per episode, which is absolutely amazing. Big thanks to Brian Brake, Nancy, Hunter Melville, John Bilderbeck, Kevin Long, Annie Lorkowski, Linda McNeil, John Sharkey White II, Teresa Sullivan, and Sean Callie. Thank you all for so much for your kind generosity, and for everyone who is a patron of the podcast. I really appreciate you keeping the show running with your kindness. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to continue on the show with Na Skylark. This is the Irish March from their album Old Kyole. Thank you.
Come all ye lads of high renown, that would hear of a fair young maiden as she rode out on a summer's day. For to view the soldiers parading, they march so bold and they look so gay. The colours are flying and the bands did play. It caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be to banish me, darling, so far from thee. I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my well undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary, dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in the foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball. You so far from your daddy's home, be advised by a gallant soldier. Guineas in bright gold, likewise a heart that's colder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, my well undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I'll face the daring foe. We'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. And when he saw her loyalty, Mary so true-hearted, he said, my darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, in hopes that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
Shady brook, when moonlit night, a leprechaun I spied, with scarlet cap and coat of green, a kurushkin by his side. 'Twas tick tack tick, his hammer went upon a weeny shoe, and I laughed to think of a purse of gold, but the fairy was laughing too. The chum, the lad, I didn't die, but the fairy was laughing too. With tiptoe step and beating heart, quite softly I drew nigh. There was mischief in his merry face, a twinkle in his eye. He hammered and sang with tiny voice, and drank his Mountain Dew. And I laughed to think he was caught at last, but the fairy was laughing too. The chum, the lad, had eaten die, but the fairy was laughing too. As quick as thought I seized the elf, your fairy purse, I cried. The purse, he says, 'tis in her hand, that lady at your side. I turned to look, the elf was off, now what was I to do? Oh, I laughed to think what a fool I'd been, and the fairy was laughing too. The chum, the lad, had eaten died, and the fairy was laughing too. Oh, I laughed to think what a fool I'd been, and the fairy was laughing too.
easy way. But give me enough of the rare old stuff that's bloomed near Galway Bay. Come police men all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. We'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the rare old Mountain Dew. Skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-ah-dum-deedle-dum-day. Skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-ah-dum-deedle-dum-day. There's a neat little still at the foot of the hill where the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's poteen brewing nearby. For fills the air with a perfume rare and betwixt both me and you. As home we stroll we can take a bowl or a bucket full of Mountain Dew. Skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-ah-dum-deedle-dum-day. Skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-ah-dum-deedle-dum-day. Now learned men who use the pen have sung its praises high. The rare poteen from Ireland green is distilled from wheat and rye. Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills, be a pagan, Christian or Jew. Take off your coat and grease your throat with a bucket full of Mountain Dew. Skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-ah-dum-deedle-dum-day. Skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-habba-deedle-dum, skibbity-ah-dum-deedle-dum-day. The grasses grow and the waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough of the rare old stuff that's brewed near Galway Bay.
After Na Skylark came Chambliss, Taylor and Muse with Marion the Soldier from Live at MTIF, then Melanie Grubin with The Leprechaun from A Fairy Song, then The Gatehouse Well with Calliope House Set from And the Sparks Did Fly, and finally Jesse Ferguson with Rare Old Mountain Dew from Folk Favorites. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Carl emailed a photo. Hey, Celt Father, I'm moving into a new house in a week. Your podcast's upbeat rhythm are keeping me going while packing boxes and boxes of papers for my office. At least my photographs from Ireland or Scotland are digital. Zeros and ones are so much lighter than prints. I hope your packing went well, Carl. John Thomason emailed, hey, Mark, I was listening to episode 338, the Christmas show, and I was blown away by the song Glasgow Christmas Rain by Highland Rain. I went on YouTube and watched just about every Highland Rain video I could find. Then I went CD Baby, bought three of their CDs, and downloaded a fourth. I'm going to post a message to their website to say how amazing they sound and that I heard them on your show. They're from the Midwest, so I probably never would have discovered them without the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I'm in Philly, and the only other Celtic group from the Midwest I've run into in this neck of the woods is the Elders, another fantastic band. You absolutely make a difference. I've been a Celtic music fan for a long time, but have only been a listener and patron of the Irish Celtic Music Podcast for the last few years. I wish I'd found you sooner. Your podcast never disappoints. Thank you so much, John. I love hearing about which songs and bands inspire you and that you're actually buying the music, of course, because that is what this show is all about. Musicians have it tough in this day and age, and I'm extremely pleased that the podcast can connect Celtic bands with Celtic music fans. It's a challenge, but that's why I'm here. So keep listening, keep telling your friends about the show, and when this episode is over, go thank one of those bands for being awesome. Next up, we're going to rock it out with Kilmaine Saints. This is Pennsylvania's Finest from Whiskey Blues and Faded Tattoos.
Our enemy. Patrick, Patrick, Christ save Patrick. Patrick save Ireland, Ireland save the world. Jewish priest, my Patrick, would go in the air and die. On Easter's Eve, Patrick lit the fire, the Jewish priest did not survive.
You can search all the world and not find one rarer. Well, it's true, she's as wild as a heather. There's a beauty fair I know that makes a heather grow. And I love a girl, stars in her eyes, moon in her hair, she's my Irish surprise. You can search all the world and not find one rarer. But it's true, she's as wild as a heather. Stars that shine at night could only burn is half as bright as a glimpse of my love's sight. You'd be blinded by the light. And I love a girl with stars in her eyes.
Search all the world, not find one forever.
After Kilmaine Saints came Bryn Mawr with Musical Priest from the Great Hill, then Templars of Doom with St. Patrick Saved Ireland from Bring Me the Head of John the Baptist, then Kilrush with Wild as the Heather from the Basement Sessions, and finally Claymore with Willianay Back Again from their self-titled album. If you enjoyed this show, subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. You can download 34 Celtic MP3s for free when you do that. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. This show couldn't exist without all these amazing bands. So I want to thank each of them for sharing their music with us, with me and with you. And I hope you had a great time listening to it. And if you did, you can also vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's super easy to do. Just list the show number and the name of one or two bands. That's it. You can vote once for each episode and help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2018 episode. Now, if you listen to last week's show, the Celtic Music Top 20 for St. Patrick's Day, that was our Best Celtic Music episode of 2017, and it was a fantastic show. So if you haven't listened to that, go check that out. And if you're new, again, there are countless hours, 350, probably 400 hours of Celtic music that you can listen to and find your new favorite band. So I hope you will do just that. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a very safe and happy and joyous St. Patrick's Day. And we're going to finish off the show with Tuadea. This is Eileen Doon from their album, Kilts and Corsets. Thank you again. And I'll talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
Ura mi shafoes len Mok sevindin yes mi kendi Ha I yudin len Yudu aruvi Yudu aurinio Moi
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.